WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Calm Within. Today's topic? Finding your zen in a world that's constantly screaming for your attention. You know that feeling when you're juggling a million things, emails are piling up, deadlines are looming, and your brain feels like it's about to explode? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a superpower we all possess that can help us navigate this chaos, mindfulness. And no, I'm not talking about becoming a meditating monk on a mountaintop, though that sounds pretty awesome. This is about bringing a little bit of awareness and intention into your everyday life, even in the midst of a tornado of to-dos. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your inner world. So, buckle up, because today, we're diving deep into mindfulness practice and unlocking that inner calm you deserve. 5 key takeaways to chill out your inner chaos. 1. Mindfulness isn't just about meditation. Sure, sitting cross-legged and focusing on your breath is a fantastic way to cultivate mindfulness, but it's not the only path. You can bring mindfulness into everyday activities like washing dishes, taking a walk, or even waiting in line at the coffee shop. Pay attention to the sensations, the warmth of the water on your hands, the feel of the wind against your skin, the aroma of that fresh latte. 2. Become aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ever notice how our minds can go into overdrive with racing thoughts? 1 minute you're thinking about work, the next you're worrying about dinner, then bam! You're suddenly planning your vacation for next year. Mindfulness is about noticing these thoughts as they arise, acknowledging them without getting swept away by them, and gently letting them pass. Think of it like watching clouds drift across the sky, fascinating to observe, but not something you need to cling to. 3. Embrace the power of now. We humans are notorious for dwelling on the past or stressing about the future. Mindfulness helps us ground ourselves in the present moment. When you're feeling anxious about an upcoming presentation, take a few deep breaths and focus on your surroundings, the sound of your voice, the feel of the chair beneath you, the scent of the coffee in your mug. This simple act can help calm your nervous system and bring clarity to your mind. 4. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in our lives can have a profound impact on our well-being. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's missing to what you already have, and that creates a ripple effect of positivity. 5. Be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about being perfect or achieving some unattainable state of zen. It's about being patient with ourselves, recognizing that we all have good days and bad days, and practicing self-compassion along the way. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend. Real-world relatable example. Picture this. You're rushing to get ready for work, juggling your coffee, keys, phone, and maybe even a hungry toddler clinging to your leg. Suddenly, you spill your coffee all over yourself. In that moment, you have a choice: freak out, curse the universe, and start your day in a whirlwind of stress, or take a deep breath, acknowledge that it happened, and calmly clean up the mess. By bringing mindfulness to this situation, you transform what could have been a major setback into a minor inconvenience. Wrapping up and inspiring action. Remember, finding inner calm isn't about escaping life, it's about navigating it with more grace, awareness, and resilience. So start small, be patient with yourself, and embrace the journey of mindfulness. And hey, if you spill your coffee again, because let's face it, it happens, just remember to take a deep breath and keep on going. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some practical ways you incorporate mindfulness into your daily life? Share your thoughts, tips, or even funny stories in the comments below. Let's create a community of calm together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.